Where are you headed? Are you racing in the direction your head is telling you, or are you traipsing the path your heart has set you on? As a human race, we're always headed somewhere, and typically in a rush to get there. Maybe we should be hearted in a more meandering, playful direction. If we tuned into where our hearts led us, we might be more lovingly inclined. Maybe it's as simple as changing the nomenclature, the language we use to engage each other, to prompt a shift from a headspace to a heart space. Maybe perhaps it's something to try out. If someone is on their way out the door, ask them, where are you hearted, instead of where are you headed? See if it makes a difference in their countenance or gives them pause. Maybe they'll even put a hand on their chest because it makes them think for a moment, where am I hearted? And that moment's reflection might be enough to alter their course or to reaffirm their intended direction. How would you react if someone asked you where you were hearted? Would you be able to take a moment from where you are headed to discover where you are hearted? We usually have some direction in mind, some meeting or appointment to get to, some task to accomplish, some item on a list to cross off that requires heading out the door, heading into traffic, heading somewhere to accomplish something. It all feels very heady indeed, mind-focused. We can feel our eyes narrow and our forehead crinkle in anticipation of getting there, getting things accomplished, getting it done, getting it out of the way, getting it off our plates, off our list, so that we can get it behind us. In order to what? Get the next thing done, and behind us, and so on. This conditioned existence, which almost all of us are caught up in, is heady stuff, which is why we're always headed somewhere. And why we have this pressing desire to know where we're headed. And if we're always headed somewhere, then life is all above the neck. We're constantly in some kind of headspace. Could a small adjustment, a coronary acknowledgement to residing in heart space make the difference? Would it set you on a new course? Just the thought of where am I hearted brings the energy of consciousness towards the center of our being. Our focus moves from above our necks into the trunk of our bodies, into the chest, the ribs, the lungs, the heart space. It's where we breathe in the ethers of life, where we oxygenate our bodies, where we literally find inspiration, in the place where our hearts reside. Energetically leading from there, from the heart center outward, is a more grounded, anchored, and solid place from which to venture forth. When we think about where we are hearted, where our hearts might be leading us, it necessitates expanding the chest outwardly into the world, improves our posture, makes us taller, prouder, bolder, braver, and casts a confidence to our countenance. Where am I hearted also coerces the mind to engage in answering the question, because to ponder, where am I hearted, requires us to think about it and to use the faculties of our minds to discern how we really feel about something, about the thing we're rushing out the door to do, and the intent we're holding about it. So the next time you step out the door headed in a certain direction, take a moment to ask yourself, where am I hearted? Feel what answer arises within you. Rather than thinking about it, feel into it. The heart is a feeling instrument, so use it as a musician might. Don't blow into it when it requires a gentle strumming. Feel where you are hearted, and confirm whether your heart desires to venture in the same direction or if another destination calls to you. Where are you hearted will bring clarity, no matter where you're headed.